The Sloppy Sorting Hat is a podcast that includes adult language and content, as well as spoilers from your favorite TV shows, movies, and books. It is also a zero-budget production that may sometimes have weird audio quirks. You have been warned, and this is your last warning.
It's the Sloppy Sorting Hat.
Welcome to the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we sort characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows into Hogwarts houses. But because the hat and we are a little sloppy, we will most likely get it wrong. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Danielle. Golly Wally, we have games, theories, and maybe we'll dance the wango.
Today we're doing something bigger than orthodontia. We're sorting the characters from the Princess Diaries.
But first, we need to get sloppy.
Ready, Fred? Ready, George? Bottoms up.
For this episode, we have Better Beer, and I am drinking the Voodoo Brewing Company Good Vibes. And this is the Better Beer choice for the one person in the film who is always upbeat, positive, and optimistic. Severus Snape. No, wait. It's for Luna Lovegood. She's always vibing.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a beer from Thirsty Dog. It is called the Old Choco. It is a mint chocolate milk stout. It's pretty good. It is 5.5%, and it's, you know, it's good for winter, I think. It's good winter beer. I'm enjoying it.
Sounds delicious.
Mish, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Blackberry Breakdance from Funky Turtle Brewing that was given to me by my dear sister Amanda.
Oh, that's fun. I gave that to you.
No, it was a Christmas present.
Is it the mead?
Yeah, that's the mead.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
It's a seasonal blackberry mead.
Do you like
it? Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds really good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not overly sweet, which is good because I don't like things that are overly sweet. And it's got an interesting sort of like lingering back of the tongue flavor to it, you know?
Huh. Yeah.
A little sharpness, a little like from that blackberry.
Yeah. Nice.
It's good. I recommend it.
Good. Glad it was a good Christmas present then for you.
Yeah.
That's all I really care about.
It was wonderful. Okay. While we get sloppy, let's play a game, guys.
Okay.
Let's play a bloody beat.
Oh, bloody hell. All she wants to do is me. My lips are getting chapped.
So in this game, I am going to pick a quote from one of the Harry Potter books. I'm going to beep out a word, and my sisters have to guess what that word is. They can also get extra points by guessing who said it in the book, in the chapter, and the page number. I'm the best at this game, but I'm not playing, so we'll see who wins today.
Have a chance. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. First quote. Xenophilius Lovegood, Luna's father. I want to go and him.
Who's going first?
I guess I should say. Amanda, let's give you a little head start.
What are you trying to say? Okay, can you say the quote again?
Sure. Xenophilius Lovegood, Luna's father. I want to go and him.
Hug him. Hug.
No, not correct.
Oh, Dan. I must not even be close.
Meat.
Ooh. No.
Oh.
Amanda?
You want Amanda?
Try again? Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
See?
Nope, not C. Okay, I'll give you guys a little hint that might help. It is actually two words.
Oh, okay, that definitely helps. Go ahead and guess.
Talk with.
Nope. No, not quite. Danny?
speak with.
We're gonna give talk we're gonna to? Give it to. We're gonna give it to Amanda because it was talk to.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I knew it was one of the words was right, but I didn't know which one.
Oh my talk gosh. Talk to. Nice.
All right, Amanda, who said it?
Harry Potter.
Nope. Danny, you want to steal?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with a book. The Deathly okay. Hallows.
Correct.
Oh, well, I didn't know we could do that. Why is it that I never know this? The like, rules to our own game that we made up. My God.
And I think it was, if it wasn't Harry, then it must have been Hermione.
That's right.
Okay. Chapter 31.
Nope. Chapter 20, page 394.
Nice. No way.
Amazing.
All right, so Danny, you've got 2 points, and Amanda, you have one.
I did know it was in Deathly Hallows, so I'm a little annoyed by that, but that's okay.
Okay. I'm fine with you being annoyed. Okay.
All right, I was just making it known to our listeners that I'm annoyed.
That's fine. Next one, Danny goes first. You ready?
Yeah.
We should get a move on, you know, someone. He's right. We don't want to end up with a pair of trolls.
Ask?
Yes, it is ask.
Yes. Okay. Goblet of Fire.
Correct, Goblet of Fire.
Ron.
That's right, it's Ron.
Chapter 19.
Close. Chapter 22. Oh, shit.
Can I get... Oh, let Amanda steal.
Can I guess the page number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
394.
That's correct. That is correct.
Good job, Amanda. Good job.
All right, so Amanda's got 2 and Danny's got...
A lot. 4? Let's just say a lot.
5. Danny has 5.
That was a good one for Danny.
5-2. All right, Amanda, you're up first on this last one. You ready?
Yes.
You made me nervous. I was doing all right. Oh, shit. I forgot to put a beep in here. God damn it.
Is the word nervous?
Fuck. I'm an idiot. Hold on a second.
I just beep out some random word.
Okay, ready.
You made me nervous. I was doing all right. Then.
Back.
Back then? No, incorrect.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good guess. All right, something then. Before?
Yeah, it's before. That's right.
Oh my God.
I was like, back is the only answer. okay. I have no idea.
That's okay because you're gonna win. No pressure.
Made me nervous. Harry Potter?
No, man.
Not the other Harry. Hagrid.
Nope. I'll give you guys another guess each.
Oh, okay.
Ron?
Nope.
Ron Weasley?
Are you sure it's not Ron Weasley, though?
I'm sure it's not Ron Weasley. Amanda, you can guess something besides the person. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know it.
Well, you can also guess the page number.
Oh, yeah. 394.
Correct!
It's awesome.
Page 394. Amanda, anything else you want to try for?
Draco.
No, this was Cho. Oh. She said it in Order of the Phoenix, chapter 18, page 394.
If we would have gotten Cho.
Who's Cho? Cho
Chang. She has quotes in this book.
Cho Chang. And that's how you won. Bloody Beep. Danny won 6-3.
Okay. Well, hey, at least it had points.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You got a lot of page number guesses, man, and that's tough.
I know. That's like the toughest part.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I must be a wizard.
Must be.
Yeah, you're definitely a wizard. Must be a wizard.
All righty, guys. Well, someone sat on me again, so I guess it's time to sort.
When I call your name, you will come forth. I shall place a sorting hat on your head, and you will be sorted into your houses.
I'll go first. I am sorting the cute cat, in parentheses. It says cute cat in our script. Fat Louie. He is really cute. I'm putting him, and I think this is his actual house, and I'm going to keep him in this house. I'm going to keep him Hufflepuff, because Fat Louie obviously enjoys food. He's pretty lazy. Mm-hmm. Likes to lay on those pillows like it's his throne. And he really likes to get those treats. And I also think Fat Louie's a babe. So he's going in the babe house.
Fat Louie is a babe.
He is. He is so freaking cute.
He is
a cute little babe.
Especially like when he's on like the airplane at the end.
Mm-hmm. When he's on his pillow.
Yeah.
His throne. Yeah.
He was royal all along.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah, he was. All cats are royal, honestly.
They think they are, at least.
Yeah, like my cat last night decides that she wants to sleep on my pillow with her paw on my face, and that's how I woke up. Such a brat. But we love them.
Yeah, we do. Cats are cute. Good job, Amanda.
Thanks.
Fat Louie.
Fat Louie, everyone. Give him a round of applause.
Give a round of applause to Fat Louie. Hell
the
yeah.
Best character in the movie. I really enjoy giving you random animals to sort.
I agree with this sorting, and I will say, not the only Babe House sorting we're going to see. Spoiler alert.
Ooh.
That's right. Clarice. No, I'm kidding.
Joe.
Next up, we are sorting. I am sorting. Josh, who apparently is hot guy from Brink.
Oh my god, I laughed so hard when I read that.
I don't know what the fuck Brink is, but
what is Brink? The DCOM? You don't remember Brink? God. One of the best DCOMs of all time.
No, Michelle's too old.
Okay, damn, if you saw it, you'd remember.
Too old, goddamn, man.
Oh, you didn't watch the Disney Channel movies. Well, you did, but you weren't as obsessed with them as Danny and I were.
I didn't. Well, I mean, after a certain point, I did age out of them. She was right about that. I'll
give that. Danny and I still aren't aged out of them.
That's for sure. I still watch the new ones.
I became too cool for that shiz.
Yeah, you are too cool.
But anyway, he's apparently the hot guy from Brink. He is the Backstreet Boy clone that Mia has had a crush on forever, apparently. And I am sorting him into Gryffindor. Because I think it's brave of him to date Mia. I mean, she could go back to looking like a hideous troll any day. You know?
True.
So, I mean, she was like, from Josh's perspective, she's a real uggo. I mean, Anne Hathaway with, you know, poofy hair and glasses. Oh, what a dog. And then one day she gets out of a limo. Apparently she's suddenly a princess. She straightened her hair and I guess she's a babe now. But I mean, who knows what she'll look like tomorrow. So super brave of him to you know, take a chance on that could be troll, could be babe Mia. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
So you gotta get your dick wet, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I feel like you said similar things about Anne Hathaway and Delores Prada.
I probably did because it's fucking absurd. It's so fucking dumb that I'm supposed to be like, yeah, she's ugly. Are you fucking kidding me? She's a babe. No matter how far out her hair goes, she's hot. Christ, I just don't get it.
Has anybody ever talked to Anne Hathaway about how she just gets casted in these types of roles? Does she feel bad about herself?
I hope not.
I don't know. But this was kind of like her breakout role, really. So
yeah. And this is, we're supposed to be talking about Josh, the hot guy from Brink.
But he kind of sucks. So
he does kind of suck. I also think it's just like brave of him to be dating Lana. Is that her name? Hannah Bonnie.
Fontana.
Because she's a lot and, you know, must suck dealing with her too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Josh is clueless. Hardly worth talking about.
Yeah. I know, he really is the worst. Yeah, like, he's whatever, like boring.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys where I'm like, he's an asshole. Next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next we have Lana. And Lana equals Hufflepuff. She and Mia are best friends. They do everything together. They even finish each other's sentences. And the best friend role obviously goes straight to Hufflepuff. She comes to Mia's rescue on the beach by helping her hide from the paparazzi. No, wait. She helps the paparazzi find Mia in a towel. What a sweetheart. She made Mia ruin her perfectly good ice cream cone on her cheerleading outfit. Mm-hmm. And I think she works really hard to be a big jerk. So kudos to you, Mandy Moore. Yeah, Hufflepuff. No, Mandy Moore probably is a Hufflepuff because she's a babe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. She's the worst also in this movie, but that's okay. I do love how she's like, oh yeah, we are best friends, telling the reporters that. And then like literally, you know, leads them to find Mia in a towel. Like, seriously? God, she's awful.
Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. That's her talking to us right now because we're picking on her.
She's a great singer.
Honestly, it's sort of like, what a bitch, but then that's that scene where she sings, I'm like, but, you know, hot.
Yeah.
And I can see why what Brink sees in her. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's for sure a babe, so Hufflepuff makes sense.
Yeah. She's a good singer. Hufflepuffs can be good singers sometimes.
Just like anyone else, yeah. Correct.
Yep, that's what I was going for. All right, well, we can move on, right? Helen, mom, Mia's mom. So, I think Helen is a Slytherin. I know. Let me tell you why. I think the whole scheme behind her not telling Mia that she is a princess and where her dad is really from and what he is was a very selfish move on her part. And it only really benefited her. She hides it behind the whole, I wanted to protect you. I wanted you to have a normal life. But really, I think it's because she didn't want to be reminded of her ex, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe. Keeping big things like that from your daughter isn't cool, Helen. You're a Slytherin. We all know that she likes to paint and has this whole hippie persona and this kind of free-spirited personality. But at some point, you've got to grow up and you've got to have a game plan for when your daughter finds out that she's a princess. Because she seems surprised. Like, oh my God, this was never going to happen. I mean, come on. She was never going to find out.
And she was to tell you, and then it's like, oh, I can't believe.
Yeah, don't you think that you would want to tell your daughter?
that, and also, like, when her father died, she should have assumed it was coming very soon.
Right. Maybe I should have put her in dum-dum Gryffindor, but whatever. She's in Slytherin.
What a dum-dum.
And then she dates Mia's teacher.
Yeah,
also a little selfish.
I mean, come on. That's like, that's super only benefiting her, obviously.
Really not sure how that furthered the plot anyway.
Yeah, it really wasn't anything at all.
But I do especially like her balloon art, and that's a little Ravenclaw-y because that's creative. Also a little Gryffindor-y because it's really dangerous to throw darts around.
Yeah, it's a big risk that she's taken there.
Never know if it's just all going to turn to brown.
Yeah.
It's just going to look like a painting that's of poop. can't. When you're mixing all those colors.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. I didn't think about it like that. I bet it did turn out like that, but they like actually made it pretty for the movie.
Right, you know? Yeah.
For sure. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, moving on to Michael, the cute, geeky BF. like that random girl says early on in the movie, I don't think I ever know her name, but he fixes cars, he's in a band, and he's hot. He's the perfect package. So, I gotta sort him into Babe House.
Oh, yeah.
Michael's going into Hufflepuff, and there's plenty of evidence, okay? M&M's on pizza, loves food. Has a job and has a band, great work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
Puts up with that absolute pill of a fucking sister Lily. Great guy deep down. And then gives Mia her first foot popping kiss. That's probably not all he's popping. Great guy deep down there.
Nice.
So Hufflepuff.
Love those reasonings. Can't argue.
Me either. That's perfect.
He does have good work ethic. I mean, being in that band, having that job of fixing cars.
He probably also has a 4.0.
Probably. He looks
Why
like
Why not?
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, you know.
I like him. Yeah, I like him.
I like him, too.
He's one of the good ones.
I like how he kind of like shut down Lily when Mia's hair was changed, and he was like, no, it looks great, and Lily's not, it looks awful, and he just kept going against her, and that was really funny.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice of him. Obviously, crushing on Mia already at that point.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I think that's what made him possibly crush on her.
No, it's very clear. I just rewatched it. He's crushing on her before that. He just kind of reacts to the fact that she looks like a babe. That's natural. But he definitely shows signs of crushing before.
Oh, yeah. Good. See, Michael's the best. God, we all need Michaels. Right?
I know.
We do.
For sure.
We all have them.
Yeah.
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 Well, up next we have Grandma's bae. Joe.
He's just Joseph. A G-ma's bae.
Joey, Joseph. And I'm going to have to put Joe into Gryffindor because this guy is risky and frisky.
Oh, yeah.
He's super into Queen Clarice. But, like, she's his boss. And he just wants to get in her pantsuit.
Shit's sexy.
That is a very reckless move, even if it does seem to pay off a little bit. And he's obviously chivalrous. Always opening doors, reminding Mia to change her ugly-ass shoes, teaching Mia to dance. He's very gentlemanly. But I just can't get past him being so daring trying to hook up with the queen. So, Gryffindor.
Oh, yeah. I think Gryffindor is a good house for him.
For I agree. Sure. I mean, he's pretty brazen about it. He doesn't even really, like, take it for granted that obviously she's going to be into him, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very sweet. He's like, you've been wearing black for too long. Is that what he said?
Yep, that's exactly what he says.
And I assume
I took that as sort of like you know, like very confident. Like, you've been wearing black too long. Come here, babe.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely confident. Just very confident.
I mean, why wouldn't he be? He's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would make a good couple.
Yeah, and I can't remember what happens in the second movie with them.
I can't remember.
There's a whole plot line where, like, he wants to make them official, and she's, like, is nervous about it, and, like, she almost loses him because of it.
Oh, wow. All I remember from the second one is the big-ass slumber party that's so awesome.
Oh, I don't even think I've ever watched the second
They're,
one.
They're, like, riding mattresses down the palace. Like,
that sounds
and
fun.
Stuff. Yeah, I should rewatch it. I did rewatch this one, but I didn't have time for the second one.
I watched the first one, and then the second one actually comes up like, you can watch this next. And I was like, all right. And Jim was sitting there like waiting for me to finish. And I was like, all right, time to watch Princess Diaries 2. And he's like, you have to watch both of them? I was like, no, I don't.
I think I had quite the opposite experience. We were watching Princess Diaries 1, and then it's over, and I was barely watching it. Justin's like, did you just watch two of them? And I was like, no. He's like, no, I swear to God that that was the second one. I was like, no, I think it was just the first one. And it was just the first one. Just want to point that out. I don't know what he was thinking about. All right. Anyways, shall we move on from Jima's Bay?
Jima's Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We can move on to Lily. Oh, Lily. So Lily thinks that just because you get your hair straightened out, that means you've sold out and you're trying to be just like the rest of them, apparently. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting her into Gryffindor. Now, those who are avid listeners of this podcast know that us pod hosts think that Gryffindors can be dum-dums.
I'm sorry, did you call us pod hosts?
Pod hosts.
That's what I heard too, but I knew she said pod hosts.
I like pod hosts.
No, I like it. We pod hosts now. Pod hosts for life.
Yay, yay.
All right. All right. So one thing I want to point out about Lily is that she is getting picked up by Mia every day by a limo and doesn't think like anything about it at all. Like there might be something major going on in Mia's life. Seriously, such a dum-dum. I also think she takes some really big risks with stupid word vomit that comes out of her mouth, like when she calls Joe Shaft. Really? Was it necessary, Lily? When she expected Mia to get over her dad dying because it's been 2 months. She has no empathy. Like, what the heck, Lily? Asking Mia who just...
I'm sorry. That's like, I'm just feeling a little dumb. Still, it's been like, what, 2 months? Like, tell me you have a perfect life without telling you have a perfect life, I guess. Like, fuck me, man. 2 months. It's been fucking 18 years since my dad died. I'm still getting over it in some ways. Like, goddamn, Lily.
All right. Well, moving on, I have some more. Also, asking Mia who destroyed her when she got a makeover. She even questions whether or not Mia can run a country. LOL. I literally typed LOL. I don't know why I did that. LOL, as if Mia isn't freaking out enough. And here comes her dumb, dumb best friend to make her even more nervous. She is also very dramatic. When she wants to take her friendship bracelet off and throw it in the dirt, oh my God, because Mia and her had a fight. Like, go ahead, Lily. I'm sure Mia doesn't freaking care about your friendship bracelet. Anyways, I could go on and on, but we can talk about it, right? I'm sure we have all the same thoughts on how awful Lily is. She's the worst best friend in the world.
To share a little behind the scenes action with everybody, I was watching this movie on Saturday, and then Danny and Amanda got a text for me that was like, I know we were going to talk about this on Tuesday, but like, Lily fucking sucks.
She is the worst. Oh my God, she's so bad. She just won't shut up either. Like, stop talking, Lily. Your voice is annoying. Okay, that's me. Because she's an actual real person, the actor, actress.
Yeah. She sucks so bad that, like, when the paparazzi are like show up and it's become clear that somebody ratted out Mia, I've seen the goddamn movie before, but I've forgotten. I was like, fucking Lily telling everybody about it. Can't keep a fucking secret, can you, Lily? And of course, it's not Lily, but in my mind, it definitely was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah, and I just didn't really like how mean she was to that redheaded magician guy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Where does she get
she's
off?
Mean to being everyone. Mean to,
yeah, she, that's true. I guess she's kind of.
She's mean to Michael. She's mean to everybody. And her, like, there's a throwaway line where she says something about how her parents are telling her she has an attitude problem. And she's, like, frustrated about that. And I was like, no shit, you have an attitude problem. God. Golly. Like, seriously, like, if I ever behaved like that toward my friends, I'd rather be dead, like, honestly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Golly.
Did you put her in Hufflepuff?
And Gryffindor, because she's a dum-dum.
Oh, that's right. The best wrong sorting would have been Hufflepuff for sure. She's like the worst friend. Mia, I don't think I want to be a princess. She does, but I want
come around, but, you know, overall, no, she barely, sucks.
Hardly at all. I don't think I want to be a princess.
So I was just going to say, go ahead.
No, I want you to be so that you can further the things that I care about.
Yeah, further my agenda.
Jesus. Like, go on her talk show, stupid talk show thing. Oh, gosh.
I just found out I have 4 viewers. Well, like, who cares if Mia showed up or not then?
Right?
For real.
All right, we should probably move on because I'm just going to continue to shout.
Mm-hmm. And no one wants to hear that.
Sorry. Nope. next up is Clarice, Joe's Bay. Clarice is a very special sorting for me. So just a few facts. Clarice is keeping secrets from the most important teenager in her life. She gives that teenager special family heirloom jewelry that may or may not contain a Horcrux. She offers that teenager special lessons that aren't available to the other kids at school. And ultimately, she dies a brutal death at the hands of her most trusted bae, falling broken like a rag doll from the astronomy tower. Okay, maybe not that last one. But you see where I'm going with this. Clarice doesn't need to be sorted. She's already learned everything, motherfuckers. She's a Dumbledore.
I like it. I would go with more maybe McGonagall, but yeah.
All right,
we have
fine.
No, Dumbledore's fine. Wow, that's
silent. My bad.
No, I would have gone with Umbridge.
Just kidding.
This is so great. Manta basically brushes aside like, whatever the fuck. Like, I spent some time on it. She's like, yeah, like that's it. Great, but have you ever heard of McGonagall?
I like Dumbledore, too. Let's go with Dumbledore.
She's straight up Dumbledore.
It was such an awkward silence. He was like, I said the wrong thing. All right, take it back. Take it back.
I mean, fuck me. I'm sorry. You're right.
See, oh I thought God. You were going to actually say Lupin.
I don't think Lupin ever gets hairy jewelry.
Just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Oh, God. What book is this about?
But in any case, Clarice is. I think a good grandmother, ultimately. I mean, she makes some mistakes, but she makes, I think ultimately you see that she loves her granddaughter and prioritizes her needs as much as she can while also having to run a country instead of just seeing her granddaughter as like a tool, you know. So yeah, she's ultimately a great gal deep down.
Aww, mm-hmm. She is. I agree.
And so is Dumbledore.
Yes.
And so was Dumbledore. Great gal deep down.
Real deep.
Yeah, you know, Dumbledore has makes some mistakes too, but, you know, ultimately fighting for the greater good. And that's what Clarice is doing. Fighting for the greater good.
Fighting for the greater
for
good.
For Genovia. She doesn't want those barons to take control, just like Dumbledore didn't want Voldemort to take control.
Right, exactly. And the it's good that she blocks the barons because they're clearly vampires.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I mean, their accent.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
You guys didn't pick up on that they were vampires?
I did not. But thank you for enlightening me.
I thought it was super obvious.
It is.
To you. All
to
right.
You. Yeah, to you and only you.
Anything else about Clarice? Rinaldi?
Yeah, she's a gilf.
Queen of Genovia?
Wait, really? I've never heard that one.
Yeah, I haven't either.
You never heard gilf?
I don't think so. I do not think I've heard that. Yes, Grandma, I'd like to F-U-C-K.
Say it.
Fork.
Oh,
fork.
Okay. Let's move on to Mia, the princess, duh.
Yeah.
Amelia, Mignonette, Thermopolis, Rinaldi, princess of Genovia, is a Slytherin. Here's some reasons.
All right, that took a turn.
Here's some reasons. She's determined to be invisible. Mia friend zones Michael. Rude. She no-shows for Lily's cable show. Rude times two. Goes on to care a whole lot about her outward appearance of being popular. But most of all, power. She is driven by power. It took her a sec, but she realized taking on the role of princess would make her super powerful. She'd have the power to take her thoughts and ideas to make real change. I don't know if her change is good change, but she's ready for it. No schemes, though. Except trying to run away, but failing miserably.
Yeah, all not a very points. Good scheme, trying to run away. Ultimately.
No. Maybe that scheme. Foot popping stuff was a scheme. To turn on all those lights and make it look really beautiful.
I mean, according to Lily, she did sell out, so it seems like a Slytherin thing to me.
Yeah, she did sell out. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I see it. A lot of ambition, ultimately. Like, she resists at first, but then becomes the power-grabbing princess of Genovia.
Yep. Grabbing that power by the balls.
Mm. Okay.
Bringing Fat Louie along with her.
Yeah.
I think that's ultimately why she wants to be a princess, so that she could give Fat Louie a good life.
The life he deserves, right? I agree.
Yeah, the life that he deserves.
That's probably right.
But yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, same. She's a little Slytherin. Who would have thought? Good luck, Genovia. Yeah. Your future princess is a Slytherin.
Your future queen.
Sorry, future... Oh my gosh, I'm such an idiot. Your future queen is a Slytherin. Your current princess.
This did come out quite a while ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, currently, chronologically speaking, she probably is the queen. Or dead.
I mean, she was still young.
Yeah, but we don't know. She could have died in a car accident. We don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Well, all right. Queen Clarice is still in charge, isn't she?
No, in the second movie, she abdicates, like, retires.
Oh, right, right, okay.
It's like, I'm the only person who's a fan of the Princess Diaries.
I actually really enjoy the movie. Have you ever read the books, Mish?
No, I haven't.
Me either.
I didn't even know that they were books until I was getting ready for this podcast.
Weird.
Funny story, one time I was at, Half Price Books or something, and I saw a DVD for the Princess Bride, which is one of my favorite movies. And it was, like, on sale or whatever. It was real cheap, so I bought it.
Oh, no.
Brought it home.
So not at home. It was Princess Bride.
Opened up, and the case was Princess Bride. It was, like, legit the Princess Bride case. Open up the case, and inside the DVD says The Princess Diaries. And I was like, I guess that's my life. Told that story to some friends, and then for my bachelorette party, my best friend Amanda gave me, not this Amanda on this podcast, a different Amanda, gave me a DVD, and I opened it up, and the case is The Princess Diaries. I opened the case up, and the DVD is Princess Bride.
Oh, nice.
I finally got it, like, 4 years later.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
That's a really funny story.
Thank you.
I can't believe that. Oh, now I know what to get you for your gag gift next year. You won't remember.
Okay. Let's move on. She doesn't remember.
You won't remember. Am I roofied? Was I roofied tonight? Fuck.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on.
Shut up. It's time for Magical Mashup.
Magical Mashup.
In this segment, we'll mash up Harry Potter and the Princess Diaries. So today, we are going to go through a few Harry Potter shut up
four very surprising moments. So number one, Dobby opens a book to find a sock. Dobby says, "Shut up!"
He's so excited.
Shut up!
Shut up! I'm a free alpha. Number two, Harry and Ginny kiss on the Quidditch pitch, obviously. Hermione and Ron look at each other. Shut up! Shut up!
Point of clarification, they kiss in the common room after the Quidditch match.
Oh, whatever. I was closer than the movie, at least.
I was just going to say that, but you're closer than the movie.
Number three, Dumbledore. 10 points to Gryffindor. Gryffindor wins the House Cup. All the Gryffindors in unison. Shut up! Number four, Dumbledore. After all this time, Snape, always. Dumbledore, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Oh my god. Could you imagine? That would be so...
So obviously this segment was because Lily and Mia say shut up a lot, but can you guys think of any other shut up moments in Harry Potter?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe when when Neville kills Nagini and then Ron and Hermione look at each other and say, shut up!
See, I was thinking Voldemort.
Okay, Voldemort, that works too.
Maybe when Ron's dad meets Harry for the first time and he's like, you're raised by Muggles, he's like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good mashup, Dan.
Thank you, it's fun.
The next segment is Eerie Theory.
You're not going mad. You're just as sane as I am.
So, I am just going to talk about a theory that's within the Harry Potter fandom world. So, I don't know if we've done this one before, so just let me know if we have, and I can think of a different one. But, so this theory is, have we done that Ron is the time traveler Dumbledore theory?
I don't think we've talked about that one yet.
Okay.
We haven't. No, because it was proven false, I think. So we usually
don't trust anything JK says anymore. So it's fine.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Okay. So I am going to talk about the theory that Ron is actually. Wait. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ron actually is the time traveling Dumbledore, right? Ron goes back in time to be Dumbledore. Is that right? I don't know. I hate time stuff, guys.
Time travel is very difficult for me.
Yes, but weird way to describe it. The theory would be that Dumbledore is Ron and Dumbledore travels back in time and then comes wrong. You're magic.
Okay.
It's just so what Dumbledore looked like when he was Ron's age. We don't know what he looked like. We know he became Dumbledore, but
Ron.
So let's just all talk about this.
Ron grows up into an old man someday, and then he gets in a time machine because the time turners were all smashed, so it has to be a time machine. He gets into a time machine, and then he goes back to the days that he was in school, and then as an old man, he somehow becomes Dumbledore.
Right. It's to help Harry and help Harry defeat Voldemort when Dumbledore dies. So Dumbledore comes back as Ron and then helps Harry defeat Voldemort. Right. It could happen. I know we said it's not a thing.
I think we just proved that it probably didn't happen.
My brain is broken too. I really hate time traveling. Like, I really hate it. So let's
there's too much backstory and future story to have this theory work. But it is interesting to think about if maybe Ron was actually Dumbledore. but I don't think so. Their personalities aren't the same.
Yeah, I agree.
He's definitely a Weasley. Yeah, time travel really messes with my head.
They're saying they share both physical characteristics, such as their descriptions of being tall and thin with long noses and the hair color.
The Mulder had red hair.
So Ron notably had red hair, and it was later revealed that Dumbledore had a similar shade of hair in his early days. Dumbledore was said to have a scar on his left leg, and Ron memorably broke one of his legs at the end of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. So obviously that's it, guys.
Here's the thing. Jude Law is not ginger. Jude Law is not ginger. They both love sweets. By that logic, Danny is Dumbledore.
I know.
You know, I like this theory.
They are rather telling of the love of the Bertie Bott's Everflavor beans.
I also love those, except the gross ones.
Guys, I think it's true. I think
it's absurd.
Okay, we can move on.
Well, everybody, we can just not talk about this one ever again.
All right, well, it's time for us to have some tea and spill that Veritaserum.
The time has come for answers. Have you brought the Veritaserum?
I don't have a question per se. But what I do have is a friend of the show, Jose, just texted me about work.
Good.
And then I said, and I answered him about the work thing and said, ha ha ha, ugh. And then I said, recording the podcast, want to ask a question and regain your friend of the show status. And he hasn't answered. So rather than him ask a question, because it's too late, I thought, let's speculate what question you think he would ask.
Oh, okay.
So knowing our friend of the show, Jose, what would he ask?
When is the next time he can be on the podcast?
Yes, definitely that.
That's a good
and
one.
I would
That's
say, Jose, anytime you want.
Probably ask if anybody slithered in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say it wrong. That's okay.
He would say it wrong, for sure.
I mean, I always say it wrong. He would... He would say that he's here for it all the time. That's not a question, but he would just say he's here for it.
He was here for it. Here he comes. I feel like he would probably ask, like, you know, what would happen? He would forget that he asked this on a previous show and be like, what do you think would happen if they just tore down that school?
Yeah,
so there you go. So it's almost like he was here.
Almost.
Yeah. It's close.
We miss you, Jose. Come back to the pod.
I mean, all right. It's a little bit sad.
He's not going to hear you. He does not listen.
I know. I said it because I was just being nice, okay?
No. We love him. We love him.
Yeah.
To a point.
Well, on that note. thanks for listening. We hope you
everyone
enjoyed
our Princess
Diaries episode. Don't forget to like us, rate us 5 stars, subscribe, share, comment, or whatever else you want to do to keep us going. Please follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat, Twitter at sloppysorting, and on Facebook. Also, check out our TikTok at sloppysortinghat. Send us questions and suggestions. Until next time, stay sloppy.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket for a rainy day.
As always, this is as good as it's going to get.